Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something very useful because we all love it. Something for free. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Are you free now?
Am I free? Yes, I am. For the next 20 minutes or so.
Great.
Wait, 7 minutes or so, I'll be free.
Great. So when we say you are free, it's obvious I'm asking whether or not you have time for me. But then in English, free also means something which doesn't cost money.
That's right. Something that I really like is free stuff.
Yeah, freebies. So in this occasion, we are actually going to talk about something which doesn't cost money. Something comes with free cost. We say 免费。
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 免。
免。
Is the first character, 免。
免。
Is a third tone. That means something you can get rid of, something you don't need.
Oh, okay.
Abandon something.
Yep.
So 免。
免
费
费
费费 that means the charge, the cost. So 费 is the fourth tone, you go down, 费
费
Yep, and 免 as a third tone, we can go down first and up. When we say something which is, comes free, we say 免费
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 So it's kind of as opposed to being a direct translation of free, it's saying no cost or without cost.
Yeah, no cost. So 免费。
免费。
Yep. So nowadays, a lot of services are 免费。For example, we are calling each other through Skype, which is 免费。
That's right.
And in the olden time, you were in Taiwan, I was in the UK, calling each other through international telephone was going to cost us a lot of money, but nowadays it's all 免费。
免费, that's right.
Or now, when we connect with our families and friends through Facebook, through WeChat, it's all 免费。
免费, that's right. Although it's kind of a different kind of 免费, I think. Because for lots of the social media or for these internet communication platforms that are available, there's no cost to the user directly in terms of money, but the amount of advertising, I guess, is it makes up for it.
Yep.
We're selling our information as opposed to paying money.
Yep, you can easily argue that, or you can say you are actually paying for the devices, for your smartphones, for your bandwidth and other things. So, yeah, it's not exactly 免费, but actually the service on its own, we can say it's 免费. Or another very useful device people used to have is something called TomTom, which is your GPS device. Could easily cost you a couple hundred quid. And now you use your GPS 免费 on your smartphone.
Yeah, that's a big change in the industry.
Yep, exactly. So to say something free of charge, in addition to using 免费, we can also say 不用钱。
不用钱。
不用钱。And here, 不 is no, negative meaning. 用 is utility, the use of something. So 不用, that means, oh, no need. And then 钱, if you remember, we talked about 钱, that means money. And so no need to have money. In this case, that means 免费. That's the same thing, just different expression.
Right, okay. So 免费, you would translate more as no cost, whereas 不用钱 is literally you don't need money.
Yeah, exactly. So if you go to a shop and you are such a great, charming customer and the shopkeeper loves you so much, and you buy 10 chocolate bars and then you buy a bottle of red wine and they say, hey, let me give you a lottery ticket, 免费.
Ah, okay. So that's extra freebie, 免费.
Yeah, extra freebie, 免费. Or if you buy 10 flowers and 10 stems of flowers and they give you one for free, 免费。
免费。
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I've heard another way of saying for free is going to a cafe or a restaurant and you go to pay and the person says 不用钱 and then they say 请客。
Yeah, 请客。
请客。
请客。Yeah, 请客 that means 请 is please or I offer something.And 客 is the customer or the guest. So I offer the guest, the free something, free coffee. 请客 is also a common expression when I say, hey, can I buy you a dinner? 我请客. Let me buy you a dinner. 我请客. That means on the house, on my house.
So when you say 我请客, then I know 我不用钱.
That's right. 你不用付钱. You have to add a verb. 付钱, 付. That means to pay the money.
Okay. Yeah. 不用付钱.
Yeah. 你不用付钱. So, 免费.
免费.
不用钱.
不用钱.
Yeah. And 费 is quite a useful word. If you want to say, hey, you have to pay the tip. We say tips. 小费.
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 小 is small. 费 is the charge. The cost. So the little charge is the tips.
Ah, okay.
小费.
小费.
Great. And then a 费 is also very useful in terms of talking about your day-to-day bills. For example, the tuition fee for the schools, we say 学费.
学费.
Yeah, 学. 学 means to learn. So to learn, the learning cost, the learning charge, 学费 is the tuition fee.
Okay. 学费.
Yeah, and then your water bill is 水费.
水费.
水.
水.
水 is water. Water bill, 水费.
水费.
Your electricity bill, 电费.
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 I'm expecting my 电费 to be much higher this month because it's got really hot in Taiwan now, so I have to have the air conditioning on more regularly.
Right, so your 电费很高.
电费很高.
Yeah, 很高 means very high, if you remember. So, 电费很高.
电费很高.
Yeah, and then to take a taxi or the general transportation cost, we say 车费.
车费.
车费. And then you probably hear, since you are an artist, and sometimes if you go to a gig and then you perform, then they pay you your fees. They sometimes say 车马费.
车马费.
Yeah, 车马费 is an interesting term. Of course, it's to reward you for your service, your music, your performance. But 车马费 actually means car, the vehicle, and horse carriage fee. So it's a polite way. Instead of say, I pay you, therefore you are purchasable, they say, oh, this is a little gesture to subsidize your transportation cost. They actually value you much more, even if they pay you $20 just to subsidize your taxi bill. So they say 车马费.
车马费. Yeah, I like that expression.
Yeah, they didn't put a price tag on your talent or your performance. They think it's way more valuable. All they can do is to subsidize your transportation. 车马费.
车马费.
Great. So thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we learn how to say free, freebies, 免费.
免费.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit our awesome website, Chinesey.com. Until next time, 再见!
再见, 小兰!